This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I know what it means. Said it seems a track called Can't Change Me by Nadambi. It was released in 2005 on the album A Weird Kind of Wonderful. This artist is from Dallas, Texas, and isn't really well known in the international scene, but was born there and is a pianist and also influenced by gospel, country, and of course you can hear the Nina Simone references and all that. She was Grammy nominated for the album Pink Elephant and backed Erykah Badu. That was her actual gig. It's sort of like the Sheryl Crow thing, except I don't think she blew up to the level of Sheryl Crow. So check her out, Nadambi. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. Got music coming up from The North Sound. They are a wonderful duo from Saskatoon, consisting of Nevada and Forest. And they just created some wonderful music with Crystal Shawanda, who absolutely slays it. And she was our featured artist of the week last week. And they did something in Nashville together. So looking forward to hearing new music from The North Sound sooner than later. I know that they've been writing a lot. That song we have coming up on the show is called Shed a Light. It is from 2019. Taj Mahal is on the show. He's on tour right now across the United States with Kaya Cater, the Juno winner for Contemporary Roots Album of the Year last year. And we're going to play a song called Karina, one of my favorites. Lynn Hansen is back. This is an exclusive first listen on The Jukebox. Her song Invisible, this is from the Ottawa native, and it was produced by Jim Bryson, who's also from the area. The song grew from a feeling of being invisible, and Lynn's a great writer. I can't wait for you to hear that. Now for something from two of my fave, Mimi O'Boniswan featuring The Pairs. The Pairs are a wonderful trio and incredible at harmonies. I first met them in Kingsville, actually. I was running late for a showcase with them at the Kingsville Music Festival, and I was so happy that they, held the fort down. But beautiful people, all four of them. This is Better Than Before on The Jukebox.
I can hear myself better now. Broke down the walls I built up. Now
Riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Bird will sing without. up, sure don't mean, sure don't mean a natural thing.
But you say why, and I tell her I'm no good at this love thing, and that lovely little world can be such a dark place. But a black from her sleep, and I know everything I need is right here where I lie. You're lying, right where I'm lying, and I tell her I'm no good.
Shout out to our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I don't care that you walked off, checked your phone and then logged off. You don't care if I fall off, so much hate that I fall off.
long. You never texted my phone. I hope that you're safe and alone. With. I don't trust anybody you're standing with. Oh,
she said, don't leave me. I was hiding from the
I don't care that you walked off, checked your phone and then logged off. You don't care if I fall off. So much hate that I fought off.
I thought you'd make your mind up. Then you took your time, jump at the chance to let go. I thought you'd make your mind up. Then you took your time, jump at the chance to let go.
From one of his early releases, 2021, that is Drives the Common Man from London, Ontario. Drives the Common Man is a Mi'kmaq singer, songwriter, and producer who embraces his indigenous roots while blending a lot of multiple disciplinaries and genres. He loves punk music. I ran into him in Halifax. We were both there for the Truth and Reconciliation Day performance there at the Big Scotiabank Theater. And we got to talking. He loves Turnstile and bands like that, and I didn't know that. Blink 182, Bad Religion, Fishbone. We had a really great conversation about music, and his performance was electric. I'm hoping for wonderful, great, big things for him. I'm going to play something from one of my rival bands, actually, from way back in the day. We were in high school together, the Knight Brothers. Sorry, I might have confused you. The name of the band is Soulstack, not the Knight Brothers, but Jonathan Knight is one of the founding members of the band, and his brother Joshua is a bass player. We all went to high school together and used to hang out at Yonge and Eglinton in Toronto and sort of bounce around the various jam sessions there. So there was the Rose and Crown and Scruffy Murphys and Broadway Bobs and Cheers and things like that. And every Sunday night, you just exploded onto this wild scene. And the Knight Brothers were basically, you know, my rivals. Stagger Crossing and the Knight Brothers slowly became Soulstack. They recorded this in 2015. At Canterbury Sound, which is a shame that it's no longer. I've recorded there as well. It's a beautiful place. And we got to make sure that we fight for these studios because real analog music is the way to go. I think it's the wave of the future. Well, you heard it from my lips here right now because I believe in it. Here is Soulstack, Little Fire Alive on the Jukebox.
Out. when you